You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Zach Bechtold and Matt Franks. If you'd like to learn more about the Bearded Theologians, you can go online at beardedtheologians.com, where we have past podcasts, blogs, and a couple of items for sale. So check us out, beardedtheologians.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy this week's show. You're listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast, hosted by Matt Franks
and Zach Bechtold.
This week on the podcast, we are working through Pastor Appreciation Month. This is the month where Dayspring and Hallmark and Facebook reminds us that we should appreciate our pastors. And as pastors, we experience that in a weird way of trying to share that, but also trying to educate our congregations on how to appreciate us. It's a weird space to be in. And so, Zach, as you think about that, what comes to mind for you this year for Pastor Appreciation Month?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, we talk about it every year because we think it's important, obviously. But you're right, it's kind of a made up holiday, but or not holiday, but thing to pay attention to. But, you know, for anybody, pastors or teachers or, you know, nurses, frontline workers, just people that we appreciate, you know, our spouses and partners and kids, you know, any kind of celebrations, always, always good. Because it means that we take some time to be intentional, to pay attention to the people who make a difference in our lives. And I think that's what Pastor Appreciation Month does. And, you know, I have been lucky in my career to be part of really wonderful congregations who have done a good job of appreciating me throughout the entire year. And then make a special point in October to appreciate a little bit more, which is super nice. And really, I don't think my feelings are ever hurt if there's not a card or a gift card or, you know, anything like that. Because like I said, I've been lucky and blessed to be part of congregations that do things throughout the year, and it's not always stuff. A lot of times it's when you show up in the hard moments, they show that appreciation through there. You know, thank you, Pastor, for showing up. Here lately, what has really gotten me when I go meet with people in their homes or out for coffee, the intentionality for folks to say thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you're really busy. And that's caught me off guard here lately, of people being extra careful with my time. Maybe they've seen in me the last year that I have really bad boundaries, and I'll go and do whatever and be wherever. And despite having to have better boundaries. And so it's, I don't know, I just find it really interesting this year that it's less about, for me, less about the card and that form of appreciation. And I seem to be more in tune with the, you know, the random acts of appreciation, or there's just the intentionality of people paying attention to my health, my spiritual and mental and physical health, which to me, that's huge. That's huge. What about you, Matt?
I know we talk about this every year, and every year we kind of skate around, because it is kind of hard to be, I mean, it is in some ways a little self-serving. But I think one of the things that we have to do a better job of is training our congregations to take care of our pastor better. I've been in congregations that have been a little rough, and I've helped nurture them to be able to learn to take care of their pastor better. Because when congregations do that, it makes our job a lot easier when we know that we have people that have our backs, but also like that genuinely care for us and really, want to be there to help us when we're struggling, whatever it is. Some of the coolest things I've experienced is when, you know, people have offered to help out with the kids. I think to me, that's been one of the biggest things of that. Or, you know, when people have, you know, maybe they've gone on a trip and brought back something because they knew that it reminded them of me, and like that, those things are memorable. And we definitely collect a lot of those things. My office is full of a lot of them at home. But I think when congregations genuinely care for their pastor and family, like, I think it makes a difference. Like, I really wish what they should do with Pastor Appreciation Month, if I could ever convince people to do it this way, what I would do is the first week would be the staff, the church staff. The second week would be the family, whether if they have a clergy spouse or kids or whatever, you know, kids in the house, you know. I think that that needs to be celebrated. I think then, you know, if you have any retired clergy, like, those people should be celebrated. And then as well as your clergy people, and just make it a whole month. I think that that's a healthier way of making it not so much about your clergy people. Cause I think I've been in congregations where it's just been clergy and staff get shuffled aside. And I've been in congregations where they wouldn't do anything because they didn't want to upset the staff. And so it creates an interesting tension. And so if there was a way that, you know, maybe in the personnel committees, you guys establish a way of honoring all those spaces, it can be extremely helpful. But then on the flip side of that too, as well as our volunteers, like, what do we do for our volunteers? I mean, that leads into some really great conversations to how do we care for one another so that way we can care for our community. I think when you start to really wrestle with that, you know, the natural inclination is to run away and not do anything, whereas really we should be, you know, really working towards caring for each other. And, you know, one of the best things that I ever have been given was just food. You know, whether it's our full pantry for a traditional pastor pounding, it's been a long time since we've been pounded. Well, with food, not, I've been pounded other ways, but I think, holding into tension, the way we care for our people, that serve, in our church teams are important. And it's just a hard tension. We talk about this every year, but like, and I know we kind of tiptoe around some of the vulnerability of it, cause we don't want to make any of our past churches feel bad about what they did or didn't do, or, you know, or even our current church. We don't want them to make them feel bad. However, I feel like there's some things that we should, you know, be open about. And, you know, I think the more we work towards caring for our team members and, you know, listening to them. I mean, one of the best things you can do is listen to your staff, your church staff, and find out what their hurts are and what their needs are, and find ways that those can be met. I think that when you can do that, like, you're caring for the people that care for you.
Absolutely. And I think I say this every year, is the best way that you can appreciate me is by loving my family, you know, showing them tons of grace and love and appreciation, because they have to put up with me on a daily basis, and they have to put up with my bad boundaries and being you know, in the church and the community all the time, and not always knowing when to come home, right? You know, and so they're the ones that put up with that the most, outside of anybody else. And so when people take a moment to express that love and care for my wife and kids, that's huge. And I really appreciate that. And you're right, we tiptoe around it every year of how just kind of hard and awkward and weird this is in Pastor Appreciation. But if we can take a look at it and zoom out and appreciate all of the people who, because it takes us all, right? It's not just the pastor doing the work of the church. It's not just the pastor in the community. It's the pastor and families and staff and lay people and community folks. It's everybody. And we're truly, we're in it together. And without, you know, all of us, who cares? And so just that intentionality to appreciate one another, to love one another in genuine and authentic ways, is huge.
Well, and I think, it's funny. I kind of think of it as like, yeah, we take care of our team and staff the same way we talk about being an opening church, like that we love everybody. Right. And I think sometimes we can fall short on that. And that's just a hard place to recognize that maybe we don't do a good enough job taking care of our pastor. And that's hard. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's like we've shared with you, it's hard for us to be really like saying like, here's what we really need. Like, but like, it wouldn't hurt for your pastor, you know, to just stop your pastor, your lay staff or whatever, you know, however you want to, you know, whoever you want to help, and say, hey, I've noticed these things, what's going on? You know, I think that that's a, you know, great thing. And I really do believe that if your personnel teams would work towards creating a space where all those places are honored and cared for, then you can really talk about doing, you know, pastor appreciation, because we are all through our baptism pastors, whether we're clergy or laity. I think that that's, you know, we definitely need to lift that up more than anything, because I really do believe that one of the biggest things that we have forgotten is that pastors are more than just clergy. We are all pastors through our baptism, and that we should strive to be in that position in a way that is unique to each and every one of our callings that God has for us.
You know, and that's a great place to be, is recognizing we're all part of the body, right? And the gifts and graces that we bring to the table, and how we are, you know, ministering to and sharing the love and grace of God as a whole community. And rather than having a very narrow vision of it's all on one person's shoulders or just a few people's shoulders, that appreciation goes a long way, I think, on both ends.
Well, and I also think too, it allows us to open and see, are we expecting too much out of our teams, of our staff, or of our pastors and things like that, which will then help us create healthier boundaries when people say, hey, maybe you need to take a day off. And I definitely think about that a lot when, you know, it's been a little shocking me in this congregation that I've had people say, hey, when was the last time you took a day off? Like, I don't remember the last time I've heard that. Or you look a little tired. Are you going to get rest today? You know, I it's been a long time since I've heard that. And I have found that to be very inviting and helpful. And then it allows me to say the same thing back to them when they have those seasons. So, I want to encourage those that are listening to find ways to do that for your teams and, you know, whatever your situation is, because there's not one context that is like, we don't have a universal context for this. But I think that that's where your personnel committee, however you're set up, can have those conversations about caring for one another, because your personnel committee should be doing that. And I think that that's definitely a good place to land. What do you think, Zach?
Absolutely. You know, and if you're looking for ways to appreciate your pastor in the next 7 days, in the next week or so, you know, find out where they like to eat, their favorite places to frequent in your community. You know, a day off goes a long way, some intentionality, care for their family, do whatever it is you can do. A little bit goes a long, long way.
Yeah. Or even Amazon stocking them and looking to see if they have an Amazon wish list. I think that goes a long way too.
It does.
Which you can find Zach's at Zach Bechtold it. I don't know how that works, so I'm not one for that. Because when he gets gifts, I get gifts. So let's just play it that way. So with that in mind, you know, one of the great things that we tried to do for this month of October is for Pastor Appreciation Month. We are giving free shipping on our Teespring site for all of our great items and things. And when you buy some items and you go to checkout in the promo line, if you put Beardcast, BEARDCAST, you'll get free shipping on your order. And those are printed about every 3 days, depending on when you order. And so it's a great little thing. It also helps us as well. It helps kind of pay for the website in essence. And so with that in mind, we thank you for listening today. And for the Bearded Theologians, I'm Matt Franks.
I'm Zach Bechtold. Thanks for checking us out.
I want you to subscribe and like this video and push that thumbs up.
Thank you for listening to the Bearded Theologians podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share on all social media outlets. You can check out old episodes and more information at beardedtheologians.com. Thanks for checking us out.